Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Mary Hester, and I have something on my Direct Express Social Security card, you know, with my payments. And it's got y'all for, it says athletic, fitness, snow, something other, for $9.97. What is that?
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name and see what's going on?
71373.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And the first and last name, please?
Mary Hester.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
4226 Highway 84 West, Apartment 10, Baudet, Louisiana.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. I do see that this started on March 3rd. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a free gift of a dash camera?
Yeah, I got a lot of them, and I refused all of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Every freaking one of them.
Let's see if it ever...
And I don't have the dash cam, that's what that is.
Yes, ma'am. It says it'll
Didn't
be...
Didn't already have it?
It said it was delivered on March 9th.
No, ma'am. I don't care what it says. I never got it. And we live in an apartment government complex, and we have our own lock boxes, so it would have been in there, and I did not get it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That $9.97 was for that dash camera, but I will be able to cancel the account for you to prevent any future charges, because what will happen is at the bottom of the page are some terms and conditions, and it says that with receiving a free gift, it comes along with the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't take it. I ain't accepted none ever. I looked at it, all of them, but I didn't take them, but I see some more damn charges. Probably for the same crap. So this was called somebodyknock.com, $39.99. I have no idea what it is. And I live on $600 a month Social Security. I still never can afford all this crap.
Yes, ma'am. Why can't you
put my money back?
$39.99 is. But with this $9.97, yes, ma'am,
right.
I'm not able to process that refund due to no, ma'am. Due to it was a shipping and handling charge, and with this thing, it was delivered. Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. I'll get
you
transferred.
I know everything you look at. When they say you want it free, you got to pay the full price for the damn phone. I don't care what it is. iPad. I'm not stupid. I read the little bitty writing all the time because I got burnt so damn many times.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. I'm going to get this account canceled and get you transferred over to the fraud department so that they can see what happened to be able to process the refund. Because I'm not able to process it due to the terms and conditions. But what you saying, you didn't order it, yes, ma'am, the fraud department.
No, I didn't order it. I looked at it. They always tell me I want something, and I know what the catch is. You got to buy a prescription. If you get the free phone, you have to pay for the damn phone for 2 years. I mean, all that stuff is not free. That's just the damn shipping. But I didn't get it. That's what makes me mad. I didn't order it. And that's probably what this other crap is. If you just look at it, apparently they send it to you. And I didn't put no credit card information in on it. None. They might have got it somewhere else, but not on this crap. I got a feeling I'm just going to have to raise hell with the next one I see, too.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm about to transfer you over to a supervisor now. The account is canceled to prevent any future charges. Would you like the confirmation number before I transfer you over?
Yes, ma'am.
It's C as in Charlie, 259-156-255.
Okay. Look, I don't mean to be ugly with you. I have to fight on my card or my husband every month because I'm always trying to rip you off. Always. And that's if you just check your messages. You don't even go on because I know what's going to happen.
Okay, yes,
nobody,
ma'am.
No kind of found thing they can keep you from getting it. I mean, you know, people live on $600 a month. They can't afford this crap to start with.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm about to transfer you over to our fire department now to speak with the supervisor so that they'll be able to see what's going on.
You send all the stuff I just told you, so I don't have to do all this again?
Okay, yes, ma'am. She's going to ask what's wrong. Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. Be just one moment. She'll be with you in just
a
second.
I got to go get my clothes out of the washer chair. I'll just call y'all back later on today and see if I can talk to somebody.
Yes, ma'am. It won't take long with her.
Yeah, but my clothes are finished. If I don't go get them out, somebody else will take them out and throw them on the floor. That's how mean people are. They won't put them on the washer or the dryer. They'll leave them on the floor.
Are they rude? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they are. This is, well, it's the other side. We've got two of the apartment complexes here. And over here, it's mostly older people. And we all take care of each other. I'm 68. And with those over yonder, oh, my God, they in the mid-whatevers. And you would think they were teenagers. No more sense than they got. Or they act like they got.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm going to try to see if it'll take any longer.
Thank you for canceling
for
me. I'll have to do it when I get back for the other part.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.